tonight I want to ask a question. The question being, is it hard to be a Christian? I pose the question because I've often heard it alleged that it is. And so many reasons are given to tell us why to be a Christian in these days demands courage and dedication and determination. And of course, we agree that there will be times when the Christian has to stand up and be counted, to use the popular expression, times when he has to let it be known just where he stands, and times, too, when he's going to come under pressure from the world. And yet, I can't help but think that this contradicts the word of Jesus Christ himself in one of the most famous and most appealing of all his great invitations. It's there in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. Come unto me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now there you see, Jesus distinctly says, take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What does that word yoke mean? Well, maybe that's the word that causes the confusion and casts the doubts, because, you know, the word that's rendered yoke is the word that's used in speaking of the burden that the old law constituted for the people of God. It's used even of the bondage that the Israelites experienced in Egypt. And Judah, for example, was later spoken as under the yoke of Babylon. And there are people who feel that when they become Christians, they're going to find themselves burdened. They're going to find themselves taking upon themselves responsibilities and duties that restrict them and hamper them and weigh them down. They'll find they have to keep to certain standards and live a certain kind of life. Now, I'm going to suggest this evening that if anything at all comes out of the words of Jesus, it is the fact that Jesus Christ does not want you to feel loaded but liberated, not fettered but freed, not hampered and hindered and harassed but helped. He doesn't invite people who are already heavy laden to come to him to take on an even greater burden, but to be relieved of their burden. He doesn't call upon those who are laboring, toiling, to come to him to take on an even greater workload, but to make things easy. He says, I will give you rest, and that's literally, I will rest you. Now, let's have a look at the opening words, come unto me, all ye that labor. Now, it's extended to everybody, as you see, and for one very good reason. Because every single one of us has a burden of some kind. Your burden may be very different from that of your next-door neighbor, but you're certainly carrying a burden of some kind and some size, some sort. It could be anxiety. There are many people tonight afraid, anxious for one thing or another. Afraid of the future, for example. Afraid of tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that. There could at this moment be in your heart the burden of uncertainty about your health or about your future. Indeed, we needn't go so far ahead as that, because there are some people who carry a burden every time darkness falls and night comes upon them. People who see the approach of evening and say, oh, how I wish it were morning. There are others who bear a more immediate, more physical burden, the burden of pain and physical discomfort. There may be some listening to me who experience pain which, try as they can never make other people understand what it's like. There's the burden of loneliness, disappointment. There's the burden that a guilty conscience creates when we know that we've done wrong and need forgiveness. You see, all who carry a burden are included in this great invitation. But what does Jesus mean when he says, take my yoke upon you? Does he mean, take the yoke that I bear upon you? Does he mean, bear a yoke like mine, because it's easy? He might mean that. But what was the yoke that Jesus bore during his life? What was the burden that he bore? What was the great consuming passion of the life of Jesus? It was to do the will of his Father. I see this time and time again. Throughout his whole life, he referred to having come from the Father to do the will of the Father. He sought to be pleasing to the Father. He finally said, I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. So perhaps Jesus is saying, look, I have found the bearing of the yoke of obedience to the Father easy and light, and I commend it to you. And this seems to be borne out by the words that he spoke to his disciples towards the end of his ministry. He said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. In John 17, verse 13, he actually prayed that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Now you think about that. Even in the shadow of the cross, Jesus could talk about my peace and my joy. My peace, my joy, my yoke, because the burden that he bore was easy and light. And I suggest to you this evening that if you become a Christian and you take upon you the yoke of Jesus Christ, a yoke like that of Jesus, the yoke of obedience to God, you're going to discover that it's not a burden, but the greatest liberty. I think this first came home to me many years ago when I was preaching in Edinburgh. At one special service, we had a visiting preacher who shared the pulpit with me. I'm not even sure of the topic that he took on that occasion. I don't remember the subject, but one thing stuck in my memory, and I saw it more clearly than I had ever seen it before. That was a text in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3. The text says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. Now that bit's not new, I realize. I think we all appreciate what this says. But the next bit simply blazed out for me that day. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Now how often have you thought that to be a Christian and to do the will of God must be a jolly hard task? But his commandments are not burdensome. Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. The other possible interpretation of those words, take my yoke upon you, is that Jesus is saying, take the yoke that I will place upon you, and you will find that my yoke is easy, and the burden that I place upon you is light. And by the way, don't you find this just a little bit strange? Here is Jesus Christ saying, take my yoke upon you. And the reason that he gives for doing this is not the reason you'd expect. Jesus doesn't say, take my yoke upon you, for my yoke will get you to heaven. He doesn't say, take my yoke upon you, because serving me will bring great fulfillment and a sense of accomplishment. He doesn't say, take my yoke upon you, for bearing my yoke will lead you to a life of the highest usefulness. He doesn't issue a dramatic challenge to share a vitally important ministry, or to live a life of dedication and sacrifice and service. He says, take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy. And that means easy to bear. Now, why is the yoke of Jesus easy to bear? Why is it easy to be a Christian? Well, thinking in terms of the yoke, let me say, because it's a yoke that's comfortable. Now, so far, I've taken it for granted that everybody understands what I'm talking about when I mention a yoke. In the event that there's anyone listening to me who doesn't know, let me explain that it's a very ancient agricultural implement, a bar of wood, usually, that was laid across the necks of animals in order to harness them for plowing or for pulling. Let me remind you that for 17 years of his life, or thereabouts, Jesus Christ had worked as a carpenter at Nazareth. From being about 13 years of age, the time when a young boy had to be making up his mind which trade or profession he intended to follow. From being 13, right through to the commencement of his public ministry, he labored as a carpenter. And living as he did in an agricultural community, one of the commonest things that he'd have to make would be a yoke for the oxen that pulled the plow or the wagon. Many a time they must have brought pairs of oxen to the carpenter's shop to be fitted with new yokes. And perhaps Jesus had seen the chafing, the soreness, on the necks of the animals as they'd been rubbed raw by ill-fitting, uncomfortable yokes. The important thing was the shape of the yoke. It had to be fitted properly. It had to be fitted to the needs of the animal, because a badly fitting yoke could be an instrument of torture, rubbing against the neck and making it tender so that even the drawing of the lightest load would be extremely painful. Now, the yoke that Jesus Christ puts upon you when you become a Christian is easy, or kindly, as Moffat translates it. It won't hurt you. It never becomes sore. It's comfortable. You apply this to life. There are many people who go through life in an unhappy, unsettled, uncomfortable way because they're wearing yokes that don't fit them properly. In some cases, the discomfort becomes so acute that they can't stand living any longer. They even take their own lives. Did you notice in the news last week, one titled lady, member of a wealthy family, had committed suicide in France? Of course, we may never know what led the woman to take her own life, but she certainly had all the things the world regards as desirable. She had a title, she had wealth, she had freedom to do as she pleased, she had no commitments. So you may be sure that she wasn't driven to that terrible deed, either by hardship or poverty of a financial kind. Yet she apparently hadn't been able to come to terms with life itself. Her yoke was not comfortable. Somebody tells the story of a brilliant young student who also took his own life some years ago. He left behind a note that explained why he'd done it. He said, "I've grown so utterly tired of doing as I please that I long to bathe my soul in the ether of eternity." Why did he do it? Not because he had a particularly heavy yoke to bear, but because his yoke was not comfortable and the discomfort became so pressing that he couldn't tolerate it any longer. The only yoke that fits properly, the only yoke that is fashioned personally, the only yoke that is comfortable, is the one that is placed upon you when you become a Christian. It's balanced properly, it's shaped properly, it fits your abilities, your capacities. And Jesus Christ doesn't demand more from you than you're able to produce. He doesn't call from you greater effort than you're able to bring out. His yoke fits you. That's why it's comfortable, that's why it's easy. And of course, the yoke of Jesus is an easy yoke because he shares it with you. I'm sure you realize by now that the kind of yoke we're talking about tonight was designed to fit two oxen together. It was for harnessing two animals together. And this means that you're never called upon to bear the yoke alone. It is shared. And what is more, it is his yoke, shared with him. It binds you and Jesus together and is the symbol of united service. Now, it was the practice in those early days to take young, inexperienced animals and yoke them with older, experienced ones. And in this way, the younger animal not only learned what to do, but the strength of the older one was transmitted through the yoke. In the same way, when you become a Christian and you take on the yoke of Jesus, the yoke of the Christian life, his strength is passed on into your life, so that with Paul you can say, "I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me." I don't know just how many times people have said to me, "I would like to become a Christian, but I don't think I could live up to it." Well, bless your soul of yourself, you couldn't live up to it. And that's what it's all about. When you become a Christian, Jesus shares the yoke with you. And more than that, God puts his Spirit into your life to help you to live as a Christian ought to live. Alone, you couldn't manage to live the Christian life, but with the help that God gives, you can. And then I would suggest another reason why the yoke of Jesus is easy. It is because it's born out of love. Isn't it true that the reason you have for doing anything very largely determines whether or not you find it a pleasure or a drudgery? Here is a woman, a mother, whose son has been sickly and ailing for almost all of his life. And this is a true story. She's constantly had to look after him. Sometimes she stayed by his bed all the night long. Lost sleep herself. Well, eventually he died, and somebody commented, "Well, of course she'll miss him, but really, it must come as a relief to her." Now, you will appreciate that that seemed to be a very reasonable and proper comment. But what the woman actually said was, "My boy has gone, and I won't get to do anything for him anymore." You see, the burden that she'd carried for years had been a heavy one, but the yoke had been easy because she'd had a very great motive for doing it, the love that she bore for her son. And I think you all know the story that was turned into a pop song a couple of years ago about the little fellow walking down the street carrying upon his back another little lad almost as big as himself. And a passerby said, "Son, don't you find him heavy?" And the lad said, "He's not heavy. He's my brother."
What transformed that load into a pleasure was the relationship. He's my brother. Now let's suppose you decide to become a Christian. Well, you take on the yoke of Jesus, and you discover that it's more comfortable than you ever imagined. Indeed, let me stress this point right now. I feel sorry for people who are not Christians. I know that they don't understand the Christian life, and very many times they think that the Christian is deprived of the greatest joys, the greatest pleasures in life. But believe me, this is not the case. You cannot begin to understand the joy and the satisfaction that being a Christian brings to you until you've made the commitment yourself. It is a case of taste and see. The yoke of Jesus is indeed comfortable because it's made to meet your capacities and your abilities by one who understands you. And it's shared. You're helped to live a Christian life since Jesus is in there with you and His Spirit is in your life to assist you. And it's born from the greatest motive of all, your love for Jesus Christ. Now, look at this invitation again tonight. I would suggest that you recognize that this is not my invitation. It's not the invitation of the church. It's the invitation of Jesus Himself. He says to you, "Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, and I will rest you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I want you to look to Him, to the one who promises to make good everything that He's ever said. And the question is tonight, what response will you make? Will you turn Christ away, or will you come?